KJAN Sports.
And it is time now for a check of sports. Good morning once again. I'm Rick Henson. Our report is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. Taking a look at area baseball and softball scores from Friday's action. Let's take a look, first of all, at baseball. In non-conference action, it was Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln over Atlantic 11-1. Grant Sturm led the Trojans with two hits, and Brendan Atkinson drove in a run. Dennison Schleswig down Maple Valley Anthonoto 14-0. In baseball, it was Trainer downing Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson 11-1. Audubon beat Exira Elkhorn Kibbleton 14-5. Gavin Smith singled, doubled, tripled, and drove in four runs for Audubon in a 12-hit team effort. Marcus Olsen had four hits and drove in two of his own, and Ethan Clocky added a pair of hits as well. In Hawkeye 10 conference action, it was St. Albert over Shenandoah 8-0. Kemper Catholic down in Clarinda 12-1. The Corner Conference Tournament Championship in baseball, Stanton versus Sydney, was suspended in the third inning with Stanton up 5-3. Pride of Iowa Conference saw Martinsdale St. Mary's beat Mount Air 15-5. Lennox over East Union in baseball 13-3. Wayne Downing Bedford 16-1. And Southeast Warren was a 13-0 winner over Southwest Valley. In Rolling Valley Conference play, it was Cam over Arweva 11-0 with Colby Nelson and Colby Rich combining on a five-hit inning a shutout and eight strikeouts to lead Cam in that 11-0 victory. Also, it was Woodbine over Glidden-Ralston by a score of 13-3. And in Bluegrass Conference baseball play, it was Lamoni over Orion-Magsburg 16-1. In softball action, non-conference play, Atlantic defeated Trainer 10-0. The game was called off in the third inning due to lightning. And Exira EHK beat Audubon by a score of 9-4. West Lyon was a 10-9 winner over Bishop Heelan Catholic. Hawkeye 10 softball conference action, it was St. Albert over Shenandoah 9-5. Kemper Catholic beating Clarinda 17-2. Corner Conference tournament play saw Griswold beat Stanton 3-0. Anna Kelly homered among three hits, and Brenna Russell threw a shutout to lead Griswold Tigers to a Corner Conference tournament championship. The Pride of Iowa play in softball was Martinsdale St. Mary's over Mount Air 5-1. Central Decatur doubling up on Nottoway Valley 4-2. In 15 innings, it was East Union over Lennox 3-2. Wayne defeating Bedford 16-5, and Southeast Warren over Southwest Valley by a score of 15-2. Rolling Valley Conference softball saw Cam beat Arweva 5-4. Allison Spiker hit a home run and drove in two runs, and Maddie Holtz added three hits and scored twice. Grace Kaufman tripled among two hits, and Maddie McKee finished with two hits of her own. Helen Riker struck out 11 in getting the win for Cam. Coon Rapids Bayard was a 13-2 winner over Whiting, and Woodbine beat Glidden-Ralston 12-7. In the Bluegrass Conference play, it was Lamoni over Orion-Maxburg 7-4 in softball. Also in sports, officials with the Iowa Games announced the 2021 State of Games of America will be moved to 2022. Spokesman Corey Kennedy said that in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, many state games were forced to cancel or modify their events.
There's 30 that belong to the National Congress of State Games, and many of them have either modified their games or canceled their games this summer, which serves as a qualifying event for the 2021 State Games of America. And our national board voted and decided that it'd be best to move the State Games of America to 2022.
Kennedy says the move will allow out-of-state athletes to qualify for the event next year.
Obviously, with the lack of chances for athletes to qualify, that was one of the reasons we made this we're able to make this decision, as well as the COVID-19 pandemic, because, I mean, nobody really knows what it's going to be like in, let's say, a year.
It'll be the first time Iowa has ever hosted the State Games of America. Elsewhere in sports related to the COVID-19 outbreak, Grant Dayton will notice one glaring absence this season after he reports to the Atlanta Braves his twice a month salary. He's among 11 major leaguers whose prorated pay for the abbreviated 60-game season amounts to less than the $286,500 advance already received by the 32-year-old left-hander. Dayton gave up the 6,776th and final home run of last season's record total to the New York Mets' Dominic Smith. To resume preparation for the new season, he'll drive on Monday from his home in Winter Haven, Florida, to Atlanta with his wife, Corey, 2.5-year-old son, Decker, and nearly 6-month-old Nolan for Braves workout at Truist Park. After the opening day was postponed because of the coronavirus pandemic, Major League Baseball and the Players Association agreed March 26th to a deal that calls for teams to advance $170 million in salaries over the first 60 days of the season. In other sports matters impacted by the outbreak, the NBA and National Basketball Players Association have finalized terms of the deal that will allow the league to restart the season at the Disney World campus near Orlando, Florida next month. The league and the union made the announcement on Friday. Many of the details were already known, such as how stringent health and safety protocols would be in place for the 22 teams that will be participating, that no fans will be present, and the games will be held in three different arenas at the ESPN Wide World of Sports Complex. The NBA and National Basketball Players Association say 16 players tested positive for coronavirus in the first wave of mandatory tests done in preparation for the restart of the season. Those 16 players were part of a pool of 302 tested on Tuesday. Tests are continuing for all 22 teams that will be participating in the restart at the Disney campus near Orlando, Florida next month. League and union, as we mentioned, announced on Friday that they finalized the terms of the deal that will allow the league to restart. The Carolina Hurricanes will begin voluntary small group training at PNC Arena on Tuesday. The team says those sessions will be closed to the public and media. 16 players divided into two groups are expected to participate. Players and staff permitted inside the arena will be tested for COVID-19. The team says the arena has received extensive cleaning during the suspended NHL season, and there will be enhanced cleaning and sanitation efforts going forward. Davis Cup men's tennis competition has been canceled this year because of the coronavirus pandemic and will pick up again in 2021. Matches were scheduled for September, and Davis Cup finals were set for November in Madrid. And now the World Group 1 and World Group 2 preliminary matches will be played in various sites in either March or September of 2021. And former Wimbledon champion Goran Ivanišević says he's tested positive for the coronavirus. The Croatian tennis great is the coach of Novak Djokovic and says he tested positive after two negative tests in the last 10 days. Ivanišević attended the exhibition series hosted by the top-ranked Djokovic in Serbia and Croatia. Also, Panamanian boxer Roberto Duran has tested positive for coronavirus, but his son says the retired fighter has only mild symptoms so far. Robin Duran said on Instagram that a 69-year-old father was tested for after going to a private hospital with cold-like symptoms. Duran had the nickname Hands of Stone as a boxer from 1968 to 2001 and held world championship belts in four different weight classes during his career. That's a check of sports this hour on KJAN, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.